Hello, mabuhay! This is I Kind of Wanna Be Her speaking, and welcome to episode 6. Kamusta everyone? I hope that you're all doing safe and sane in the middle of all of this. We're already at our 6th month, I think, of COVID-19 pandemic, and it's been quite some time since the lockdown started. And I know it feels like we're gonna lose our minds because we're forbidden to do anything normal. And until now, it's hard to adapt to the new normal setting. But I hope and pray that you're still holding up as of the moment. Alright, heads up, as usual. I've been trying to record this episode for like 6 times already, 6 freaking tries already, but there has always been a technical error from my end. And right now, I'm actually at home trying to record myself, but the background noises are everywhere, so if you hear the neighbor's dog barking, please bear with me and do not listen to the dog. I know it's so informal for a podcast to be this chaotic, but I'm trying, guys. Okay, I'm trying. So don't mind the sounds of the things I can't control, such as the vehicles passing through in the highway and unwanted dog noises. So yeah, anyway, thank you for listening to the heads up, and let's begin. Okay, so I think that was just last week when I stumbled upon an old photo of me, which was taken 3 years ago, and I still remember how hard and traumatic that time was for me, because I was still young back then. I mean, I'm still young today. But before, my only priority in life was to actually finish school with flying colors, and that's basically it. But like any other human being or student, I also had my fair share of bad decisions, which made my heart paid for. And 3 years later, I find myself actually laughing at that photo of me, because I realized that what they say is true. There will come a day in your life when you're just gonna laugh out loud when you look back to all the things that once caused you pain. Remember the times when you have these heartbreaking moments and you feel like you're about to die, but you're actually not dying. You just feel like you are dying because it's just so painful. So that was one of the episodes that I had before, and trust me, if you know me personally, you would know that I almost felt like it's the end of the world for me. It almost felt like I have nothing to look forward to and I have no future to build anymore because I was that down. But yeah, 3 years later, I'm alive and kicking and reaching my goals slowly but surely. So anyway, here's a trip down the memory lane. When I was still younger, like any other human being, I also had my heart broken by a lot of things. But the culprit as to why does not only end in an ex-boyfriend leaving you for someone else. Because that perhaps would be the most basic reason out there. But in reality, it was more than that. Because it was so much more painful than what people thought it would be, because it was because of a lot of things. It's about me losing myself, my fire, my drive, and refraining or stopping the things that once made me great, like writing, reading, learning, basically all the things that I used to do. I just suddenly freeze and stop. And from that moment, I began to question myself. I questioned my abilities, my worth, my talent, and everything that I used to do great before. I started asking myself, am I really that great in this field, or I just felt comfortable doing it? So there was a lot of questioning the self. There was a lot of asking for validation within the self, and there's a lot of confusion as well as to why were you doing this in the first place if you are not so good about it, or if there are a lot of people who can do better about that certain thing, such as writing, such as learning. That's when you realize, and that's when life hits you hard and make you feel like actually you're not that unique. There are a lot of people who can far do better, and it's not the end of the world if we lose you. It kind of feels that kind of thing before, and that was one of the things that I was thinking during those times when I was still young and my priorities are just so little. So yeah, as I was saying, I was once this person who was so active at showing myself off. You can call me a teacher's pet, actually. Someone, you know, who cops awards during recognitions or graduations, but suddenly I just stopped. I shut myself down from trying and decided to be just a regular person who simply goes to school and goes home. And for someone like me, it was painful and it was heartbreaking, because I started believing in what people say about me and thought about me. And I started thinking that, hey, maybe they were right. And I just really thought so high about myself, but in reality, maybe I was not really, really good enough. That's what happened. So most of my friends may know everything in detail during the day that I almost wanted to end things. Not end things in a sense that I'd like myself to be dead, but end things in a sense that I just want the world to listen to me and to know that I'm suffering, I'm not okay, and I can't keep up with the time. So would you mind pausing for me for a little while? That was what I was feeling at that moment. But then, the hard reality, the million-dollar truth, is that the world does not listen to your cries. I mean, it's never gonna pause and it's never gonna stop. And it's gonna keep on revolving and doing so. Whether or not you're fit to leave, or you're about to lose yourself, or whether you're going crazy, or you're about to break down, it's never gonna listen to you. Because that's the job of the world, to revolve and to continue doing so. But you, on the other hand, your job is to leave. But there's just some moments in your life when you feel like it's just so hard. And I would like to have some rest for a few good minutes, but darling, it's not possible. It feels like it's not possible during those times. But then in the long run, I realized that even if the world does not give you time, you owe it to yourself to give yourself some time to feel the sadness and grieve about it. You have to actually recognize what's making it painful and what's making it heavy, and try to feel it as much as you can, and then decide on one day that it's time to move forward and leave these baggages behind, because that is the only choice that you will have that will direct you towards recovery. I feel like in our entire lives, we will have more days of sadness and misery and everything in between. And in between those moments, I realized that one thing is actually a requirement, and it's to never ever lose yourself. Because if you do, you will lose the only person who has the ability to save you from drowning in your own chaos. And trust me, you owe it to yourself to save yourself from all the things that cause you pain, from all the things that makes you doubt what you have, and basically for all the things that makes you just want to stop from leaving. I hope that you were able to take away a few things in this episode tonight, and I apologize if it took me quite some time to re-upload another episode, because like anybody else, we also have some things we have to do for us to survive, literally, in this life. So, as much as possible, if there's time for me, I try to gather my thoughts and jot down things I'd like to share with you guys. But anyway, I super appreciate everyone, especially those whom I don't know who follow me on my social media accounts and randomly message me saying that they appreciate what I share in my podcast and that they're learning so much. And basically, all things nice. I really, really appreciate you guys. For someone who has so small reach, that's a big thing for me already. So, yeah. I hope that you were able to get a few things in this episode, which I called our greatest heartbreaks and how we recover, and that in the long run, when life hits you hard, you'll be able to toughen up, because like I always said, it's the only choice we have in this world, and even if it sucks, maybe there will always be something good at the end of this journey, and it's not romanticizing or making things sweet or false positive, but maybe that's just it. Well, there's life, there's hope, there's chance, there's recovery, and we can always bounce back. Stay safe and sane, and see you on my next episode. Bye, guys.